We're holding in Reish Mem Hei, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph in the Ramah. We're talking about Yisrael and Agoya Veshutvis. If they made a Tznai L'chatchila, that Shabbos doesn't belong to the Yid and another day doesn't belong to the Goy, so that's great. If they weren't Masna B'tchila, so then that's a problem. So now we are in the Yesh Aimrim in the Ramah. So the fourth line down in the top of Yesh Aimrim, there is a Yesh Aimrim, Shekol Zeh Leimariya LeBishutvis, Shekol Echad Oisik B'yaymai. The type of shutvis is that the guy and the Jew, each one take a day. So, Avol Kishishneam Oisikim B'yachad, so you have to understand what the flip side is. The flip side is that they're both Oisik B'yachad, Kol Yemei HaChol. So on both on a weekday, both of them work. Over Shabbos, Oisek Ha'enu Yehuda Levadai. So on Shabbos, the guy says, "Listen, I want to work because I want to get some money." So the Yid doesn't come in. So Mutter Lachleik Yimay Kalaschar. So this Yesh Aimrim holds that in this case, when they're going to come later to divide up the schar, so the Jew is the Yid's allowed to take some of the schar. Why? The Einu Yehudi Adaita Dinafshekovit. Because the guy, he's not working because in place of the Jew. He comes to work every day. The Jew also comes to work. They do both do work on this, work together on every single day. On Shabbos, when the guy is going to come in, even though he's the only one working today, but the reason he's coming in is not because he's taking the place of the Yid. He's coming in for himself because he wants this, whatever it is, to make money, so he can make money. And the Yid is not directly being nena mimalachtei b'Shabbos. Because today it wasn't really my achrayus to do, because Shabbos I don't come in. So he's not doing my job. He came in for himself. So I'm not getting a direct hanana, even though my thing is making money, but he's not being my shliach to do it. But you said, why am I allowed to take the money? So that's the other problem. That's always the second problem is, okay, you took care of the shlichos, what about schar Shabbos? Ela b'havla. So as long as it's b'havla, im shor hayamim, that's the Ran over there, in Shabbos. So this is a Yesh Aimrim who says that in this situation it would be okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berura here.
It's only because the guy comes in 7 days a week, right?
Because they both come in all the other days, and then the guy comes in for himself to work on the seventh day. Mashenka, in a case where each one of them gets a day, so then the pshat is, it's an interesting way of thinking it. In other words, really, I think the logic goes, really, the avodah is mutal on both of them every day. But instead of them both coming to work every day, they split it up by days. So now, when the yid says to the guy, you do Shabbos, and I'll do a day keneged that, so we're saying, really, that was my day, I should be there too, but you're doing my work, and I'll do your work. But that's not happening here. Here they come every day, and the yid doesn't show up Shabbos. So the guy says, because he doesn't show up Shabbos, I shouldn't make any money, I'll go in. So then he's not coming b'tayrus shlichus. Now you could say, but what do you mean? At the end of the day, he is doing his job, which every other day of the week he also does. So maybe that's called doing his shlichus because he's not here today and it's got to get done. So that seems to be, I think, the svaras here in the Rishonim. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. So that's where? Tess? Yeah. Shekalach Isaac b'yoyim da'az. Kevan da Yisrael Isaac kol yoyim aleph. Since, again, in our original case, the Yid works all Sunday, so the guy is his shliach to work Shabbos bishviloi, v'lochem be'inon shi'is ne'meikara. So that's why you need the Tanai, uchanal. So in this Yesh Aimrim says, but in our case, it wouldn't be like that. Because v'kasvu achroinim, the achroinim say, the huadin, Me'ein Yehudi nosan mois liYisrael liAsik b'hem b'chol. Let's say the guy gives money to the Yid to do business with that money. Over Shabbos misAsikhu, and on Shabbos the guy does the investing of the money. The Yisrael lekabel menus chaim in harevach shenayla b'Shabbos. So the pshat is over here. The guy gave money to the yid to invest. Six. So really, it seems like the case is it's really the yid's achrayus every day to do the investment. Shabbos, he's not going to do it. So the guy says, okay, I'll do it on Shabbos. But the guy doesn't do any work, he doesn't do any investing the rest of the week. So there again, he's doing the shlichus of the yid. So therefore, asur for the yid to be mekabel schar min harevach, elim ken yisna yisrael imay mi kara shleimutul av yayim haShabbos klal. If the yid says, listen, Shabbos, I have no achrayus for. Whatever you want to do, either it's bottle, or you can do what you want with it, it's not my problem. So then, So again, this is another twist to an agreement that wasn't the exact case, but it's another way of making it that the yid is their partners here, but the guy's giving the money, and the yid's doing the investing, and Shabbos, if he's achroi to do it, and the guy does it for him, it's a problem. But in our case in the Ramah, if they work 6 days together and the seventh day, Shabbos, the guy comes in, Adaita Denafsha Kovid Bishvil Chalkai. Dahavle Ka'aris, that's like an Aris who does it for his own profit, the Mutar Medina. Uchinal Bereish Simeresh and Gimel. The Kevin Shulakeach Beperis, because since he gets by the Aris, he gets some of the percentage of the fruits, of it Adaita Denafsha. V'chelek ha-Yisrael, the Yid is also gaining, Nishbech Memela. That's over there in Reish Mem Gimel, like we learned. V'adin Kan. So the same thing applies over there. Ella, Disham Aser B'taner Mishum Maris Ayin. There is that Knech over there, that by a Taner there's a Maris Ayin. Sheyoyim Ruschirayhu, that they're going to say that even though the real upmach is that the guy gets a percentage, but since it's not the Derech, by a Taner to do it, people aren't going to say that. They're going to think he's the hired worker. So there's a Marisayin. But Vikan Lek a Marisayin. So the Mishmur says, in our case, there's no Marisayin that the guy is working. Because everybody knows that they're partners here. Everybody knows that. The rest of the week, they're partners. So when he's there Shabbos, no one's going to say, oh, he was hired by the Yid. He's not hired, he's one of the partners. The Einai Yisrael Nana, so we said the Yid's not Nana, writes a Leimar, of course he gets Hana because there's money being made, but like when I said it in the Ramah, I said there's no direct Hana. The Hana Sahurak Hana de Memela. Aval Ein Yehudi Oise Malachte Bishviloi Lehanoisoi de Lehavi Kishluchai Baze. These are like here the Mishnah Berurah is like laying down exactly what the problem is. He's the Ein. Any who doing it for the yid, to give hana to the yid, that he becomes his shliach. In the weekday they both warm it up. And the guy can't force him on Shabbos to work. Because again, if the guy would be able to force him on Shabbos to work, and instead, he says, I'll do it for you. So again, it's mutal olav. But since that's not the case, bevadei adaita denafshei of it. Behavla, but he has to take the money. Divlav hachi mechzik ischar Shabbos. Okay. Sif Beis. So Sif Beis was when we learned the Hakdam in the Mishnah Berurah last time. So he said, he gave us the Hakdam of Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. So Sif Beis is, heicha shehisnu b'tchila. They made it tonight, the right tonight. That's what the Gemara said, that if at the end they come and they agree to lach like b'shava, it's mutter. However, we're going to have to clarify this, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because in Sif Aleph we had a case that when the Mechaber said that the deal is the guy gets Shabbos im harbe, and the Yid gets Sunday Matim Harbei, and that the Mishnah Berurah said, but if afterwards they're Chaylik, they make a Cheshbon, and they say, oh, 1 second, there was a lot of Harbei there and a lot of Ma'at there, let's split things evenly. That, he said, was a Machloikas among an Avram, Paskin like the Raivid, that it's Aser, because it's Igloi Milsa was Arama, and Yesh Mekilim, because the Maisi made up. So how's that different than this case? Over there was Hisnu, and at the end of the day, they wanted to do a evenly, and we said it's a problem. So Zakta Mishnah Berurah here, and in Yisiv Katan Yud Gimel, writes a Leimar, She'olo lefi ma shehisnu hein ravai ma'at al kol chelek ha-Shabbos yoyser miyayim echad achol shel Yisrael. So it happened it wasn't an equal amount, that the Rav or Ma'ata, the Shabbos, was more than the Yid was making the weekday. He's obviously the one who's trying to get the more money here. Uvishas chaluka nisratzach lachlik b'shava, afilu hachi lo yamrinan di igloi milsa l'mafreya da'ein Yehuda yishlucha l'malacha Shabbos. You don't say igloi milsa l'mafreya that the guy was working for him. Elamatana ba'al mahudi yoiv le'yo'ein Yehudi. Why? Kevan dehisnu mitchila. So that's why it's okay, since they made the Tanai Mitzchila, and therefore he's not his shliach. What they decide afterwards to split evenly is not a problem. Says the this, and here the Mishnah Berurah explains. V'dafka sheritzui shel ein Yehudi shiach aluke b'shava haya b'stama sheloi al yedei asiyas cheshman merevach shnei hayamim. They didn't make a cheshman. This is the key thing. It could be in their minds they know there was probably more money. The Yid knows there was more money Shabbos than there was Sunday. And that's why he wants to make this this split before we start making any cheshbainas. Let's forget the cheshbainas and make the split. So that the Mishnah says, okay, once they made up the Tanai, the guy wants to give him a matana, no problem. But if they went and first made the cheshbainas, that was the case before. They made the cheshbainas. After they made the cheshbonos, the Yid says, hey, listen, you know what I mean? This didn't work out so well for me. How about we split it evenly? And that is the machlaik we said before. That's what he's saying here. V'davka shemichon roi shechuluk b'shoim istomo sholeis cheshbon rabbi shayama. Avalim boi yudei asiyas ha-cheshbon shay yisrol omer lein yudi b'shas chaluko. At shakalti b'shabes kuf zuzi v'ano shakilu b'yoy machol nuzi. You made 100 zuz and I only made 50. Malili achisaren, fill it up for me and let's even it out. V'yidei zen yisratzein udi lahashalmoi kar kasafti lil b'siv katan hei sheyesh deyes b'zeh. Because there the pshat is, you came to Cheshbon and you showed that we're going to do this tonight. And then you backed out of it. That the Paiskim having a machlaikis, maybe that's a gloy mil, so the whole thing was a ramais. Because what do you mean? That was the deal. This is what you're supposed to do. And now you want to change things? So do we say, well, okay, Lamaisa, when it happened, everything was okay. Now you can do what you want. Or we say Gloy Milsa. But in a case where you didn't make the Cheshbon, and this is really the Gemara says, Im Chalku Stam is Mutter. What's the case of the Gemara? What do you mean? Why don't you say Harama? The case of the Gemara is we made the Tanai. Then Mishas Maisa says, what do we have to Asik, the Jew, whether he knew it or not? What do we have to ask with the chalukah? That doesn't show that l'mafreya there was an issue. Maybe it's shayach in a case the Jew could lose out in that case, right? Maybe he made more money, but maybe he's just too much of an asik. And even if he knows in his mind, probably. But since they didn't make the cheshbon, once you make the cheshbon, and then you say, let's not do the cheshbon that we made, that shows, what do you mean, that was our original tonight. Okay, let's see Siv Gimel. Heicha shalei hisnu b'tchila. Let's say they didn't make a Tanai. So what are you supposed to do now? Yesh tikkun. You can start over. Go back to the seller. Say, can you give us back our money? And we're going to rebuy it with the new Tanai. Or they should sell it to another person, and rebuy it from him. So let's say it's not a purchase, it's an investment. He put money into a store. So, yachzer kolecho v'yitu chalkoi, for everyone to take back their money. V'yivatlu ashotviz, let's be mevatel the original partnerships. V'achar kach yachzeru lishtatev, v'yisnu b'tchila. V'im kibel akarka lasis b'y malocha b'shotviz, so it wasn't even a purchase. It was, they're going to work on this Kabbalah, to work on this field, b'shotvis. So again, whatever the deal is, yivatu ashituf, you're mevatulit, v'yim chluzel azeh, whatever we were mechayev ourselves to do, we're meichel, it's over, v'achar kach yachzer lishtatev v'yisnu b'tchila. Hagah, says the Ramah, v'im yirtza lahaskar le'ein Yehudi chelkei b'shabbos, oylis charei b'kiboylis shari. You have another etzah, he says. L'chaira, why do you have to be mevata the whole shutvis? You could just rent the whole part, your chalik, to the guy on Shabbos. We had that before. Or to hire him as a kablonis for that. Uchmayshin is parallel. Save Simon Reish Ben Dalid. Yil leinyan meches umatbeya deshari. We have to see the Mishnah Berurah about this. But over there was the guy who purchased the right to get the taxes and the purchased the right to make the coins. So we said you're allowed to do these eitzes to give it to the guy for Shabbos. The kol shekein kan deshari im shutves any yodi. Here's better. Here's better because the guy's a shutev. He's mamish of alabas. So the fact that you could, you know, push your chalik over to him, you're not just hiring a guy and it remains yours. You're really saying, like, on that day, you're the sole owner, it's a little better. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Dalid. Sheyachzer hamoicher lehem. Ovechayshe mishpat isa, shetzorich ata kinyan mechadosh, lehaknais lehamoicher. So in Chayshe mishpat it says, it's not just giving back the money. You need a new kinyan to be maknet to the moicher. The fact that he gives you back the money doesn't automatically mean that it goes back to him. You got to do a real kinyan. Vashtar mechira. Vayin sham simen kuf pei tesk v'kuf tzad adalid linyan kinyan ein yehudi. So very interesting. This halacha is a plot. It's not so pasha, but Amal, I've seen Rabbi Hirschfeld do this, and whenever he does it, he says, because there's a certain rabbi in New York who feels that you should do it this way, so I do it this way. Amal he has to make, like, people have businesses that are open on Shabbos, like a nursing home or things like that. So what they do is they sell it to the guy for Shabbos. They sell it to the guy for Shabbos is the guy's, and all the profits really are a similar idea, like the Ramah saying over here, similar idea, all the profits, but not just hiring him. They mamash sell it to him with kinyanim and kesef and whatever it is. And sometimes they make a deal. Sometimes it's hard to figure out how much Shabbos is, so they pay a guy if there's a set amount in lieu of the Hashara of Shabbos. That's how these Shabbos Mechiras work. Like we had before, if you're not Mechapis, Stadi Kulis, Ashrei, it's much better, but Amol, it has to be done. So in that case, what he does is, he says, since Be'emes, I'm the sole owner, Elamai, now I want to take in a new Shutta for Shabbos, so maybe I have to do what it says here in Siv Gimel, and I have to first sell it to somebody else, and then we'll buy it back together as shutvim, him for Shabbos and me for the rest. Now it's not mukhruch that you have to do it like that, because in our case, the pshat was, there was a shutvis done shaloi kahalacha. The Gemara says, you have to make tonight. You made a shutvis, and there's something inherently wrong with the shutvis. And that says the halacha, you can't start making new deals in the middle of your shutvis. So you got to restart the shutvis. But if I own something and I want to take in a shutif now, mechatesi, I got to start the whole thing over. The pashtus is you shouldn't have to. But there is a big paisik in New York. I don't want to say, you know, Dafka, I never heard it from him. But this is what he says. He explains that Amol, it's fraya people over there or even a guy. I mean, obviously the guy is the one buying it. So he says there's a certain rat. So it looks a mud like, how many kinyanim you're doing? Kinyanim selling and buying. Like this nursing home is going back and forth, you know, in the basement of a shul somewhere, like from hand to hand, you know. So he says there's a certain rabbi in New York who holds this way. So that's why we do it, you know. But that's really, it comes from this halal. How vite you take it? Obviously, it's more in Chayshe Mishpat than in here, where the Mishpura is quoting from, but that's the idea. Okay, let's see Tesvav in the Mishpura. Vim Yirtze. Okay, this was the Ramah already, after all the Eitzes. I'm a Magen Avram Vitash, and it's Kasha Bazem Ma'oid. They have a big problem with this Ramah. Delama Yehe Mutter. What do you mean? You're going to just hire the guy for Shabbos? Ve'ena Daima L'sim in Reish Amdal. What do you mean? The Ramah said, go look in Reish Amdal. We had a case of the Meches and the Matbeah. The Sham Shari Mishum Seida Dafke. Remember, over there we said they were muching. The Lashon Ramah was B'makam Seida Ki Haigavna Loi Chashashu. It was a big Seida because that case was the guy bought. He already paid. The Yid already paid to have the Mechas for the whole year. So any Mechas he doesn't collect is out the window. A Pseida, not a Menias Revach. Mamash a Pseida. And the same thing with the Matbeah. Any Matbeah that he's not producing, he's Pasha losing money because he's already purchased this, whatever the word is for it, when you purchase the rights to do something. So, but that was a special thing. And even that, it was like, we weren't, you know, we were backed against the wall. So all of a sudden over here, you have a case of a Shutzvitz, and no, everything's okay. So v'tirz ha'magen Avraham maskana d'hacha airi shemaskalo yischelke b'shabes behavla. Again, over there was a problem also of schar Shabbos. So you do it behavla. What does it mean behavla? Dainu shemaskuloi kol yamei hashabos shaloi im beiz v'gimel yamim mimei hachol. It's a different type of havla. It's not like I'm making money by havla here. Pshat is, I'm not just hiring him or renting it to him for Shabbos. Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday is his. The sules akan mishum schar Shabbos, because anything that's going to be produced will be in one big havla. That's the case of masker. Umad shori b'kiboilis, what's the case of kablonis? Mayri gamkein. Shelo yicha loy Shabbos b'kiboilis. Because remember, kablonis is only mutter if you don't make him do it on Shabbos, because he does it whenever he wants. But over here, you're only doing it for Shabbos, right? So why are you allowed to do it? So he says you have to do it ela bistama kol ema shetase ba'atzmecha b'tarviach li kol kach v'kach, whenever you do it for yourself. So you don't do it Shabbos, you can do it Sunday too, but you're going to do it Shabbos because that's the day that I'm not here. Etin luch kach v'kach. The ikarabusa de rama. So now, if these are the cases, so then what's the big chiddush? The kamash malon de the chashina mazel lemarasayin. Because lemaisa, you'll say, is a marasayin here. She yoyim litzra tzarech yisrael hu oisa. Kevin she yadua she. I'm sorry, yisrael hu oisa. Kevin she yadua she yesh lenehudi chelik boy. Since usually there's a marasayin problem, but here, since everybody knows he's a shutif, so when he does it for Shabbos, they're not going to say he's doing it for the Yid, they're saying he's doing it for himself. Now, it happens to be he is actually doing it, even though it's the Yid's Achrayas, but the Yid is giving him his Achrayas, Kablonis, Askar, whatever it is. But in people's eyes, they don't get so nitty-gritty. They know the guy has a chelek. Umashakosev kemoish in Isbar, he said, like it says in Reish Mem Dalin, and we said that's not such a good comparison. Kavanase kemoisham, over there, we weren't chayshish for marasayin b'makom pseida ki agavna. Over here, koshkin hachad deleka marasayin klal. That's like when the Rama said, like it said over there, we were makel the marasayin, and here there is no marasayin, so you don't have to worry. Kevin shu b'shutas emein yehudi. B'chein ataz mas. So that was who? That was the Magen Avraham. B'chein ataz masik ledina. Deino muter bezela bavla vafal pikein izor shle dabre in hudi basic b'shabbes k'mashkos arkoyim sam in reish mem dalid. Like we said over there, also that whatever you do, however the hetayr amar, you can't talk to him about it on Shabbos. If you sit there far away from the Isaac, you shouldn't steal. There was epis to rely on, but stamazai, you're not allowed to speak to him on Shabbos about it. So that is that. Okay, we'll stop over here for today.